Good morning. Today's passage comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, John chapter 6, verses 28 through 29. It reads, "Then they said to him, 'What must we do to perform the works of God?' Jesus answered them, 'This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.' All that God wants from us is to believe in Jesus Christ." Well, that doesn't sound very hard. Well, that is when life is going well. But when times are tough and fear, doubt, and despair are ruling your lives, well, then it becomes a major feat. It is important that we are always cognizant that what may be easy for us may be a milestone for someone sitting right next to us in the pew on Sunday mornings. I invite you to reflect with me today on what it is about Jesus that we love. What is it about God that we trust in the most? In the moments when our faith is strong, what can we write down that will encourage ourselves or someone else when they are in the season of doubt? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 235 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Collect for Proper 24, the Sunday closest to October 19th. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotion, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.